Blog Talk Radio.
Die with two sides and a biscuit. Cornbread fed, I don't like you with this. I've been on road, on tour, tryna get it. I ain't had a home cooked meal in a minute. I've been on a diet, but I might have to try it. Smells so good that I just might buy it. Before we multiply, let's divide it. You just sent the pic, got a nigga all excited. You a baddie, you a baddie. Shoot the addy, shoot the addy. Call me daddy, call me daddy. You delicious as fuck, you deliver, oh what? I'ma lick it till you finish, like you coming 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck, you deliver, oh what? I'ma lick it till you finish, like you coming 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck. I fell in love with that appleberry nana. I need to hit it from night to mañana. Let's take a trip on a cruise to Bahamas. Hot girl, she a threat to the summer. And she a bad gal, word to Rihanna. Hit first before I dive underwater. I like it spicy, ooh, you so spicy. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh what? I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you coming 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like it's coming 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck. I wanna eat it so good till you taste like happiness. Yeah, I wanna fuck you in your mind. How you thinking we haven't said? Whoa, it's so good. Whoa, it's so good. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you coming 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you coming 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck.
Hey, don't move. I need a little more.
For me, you a whore. Oh,
as you get to the job. You came for the cream, when I'm close you don't stop. Cause you turn, kiss me, you know it tastes like me. Yeah, I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen. Yeah, I see something in you. Yeah. You like when I do you dirty. Like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, choke you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. So physical, 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. When I get to bust all over your body. Ooh, 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 ooh. Like when I do you dirty. Like when I do you dirty. Oh, put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, choke you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody.
No stress, baby.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Wanna show you how much you understood. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Wanna show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, show you, show you, till you're through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be. Day and night, I wanna make that body rock. Sit back and watch.
Girl, I'm loving you. It's really all that's on my mind.
thrills, and you know how I feel. Rocking on you, babe. Rocking, rocking on you, babe. Swirling on you, babe. In my mind, all I can think about is a praying for our future and the pictures of the past and a chance to make it love last. Oh.
Glad I'm a man.
So glad.
Deep inside of you, that's where I think. o'clock in the evening, you get mad, 9 o'clock in the morning. Feel it on me, push up on you, put this work on you. Body work on you, body work on you.
Body for the trigger.
Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, actually. Oh, now I got an echo. I just tied my hair up, and I'm ready to get to work on here and hear some just beautiful poetry.
Right.
But before I get started on that, let me finish the introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the erotic love zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Yes, I do. My favorite poet bracelet.
I hear that. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us. We won't bite you unless you want us to. Before I go any further, I want to send a shout-out and a thank you to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we're talking about, Raw Links. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Baby. If you would like to acquire those beautiful gems, those precious gemstones and metals and woods, you can get them over at rawlinks@facebook.com. Or you can holler at any of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with whatever it is that you want to design, or you can have him design them. Diva. So this is open mic tonight. I am anxious to hear what everybody got. Yes. Mm. And what else I'm anxious for?
What's that?
To hear
what's
your
that?
Piece.
Well, yep. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be in the archives tonight. But you were playing that music, and that made me, I didn't know which way to go. Should I go to Love Where? Should I go to Where? After Tank, I was like, oh, dang. So.
Sounds to me like you're leaning towards So, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to climb down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm going to do this old piece called My Specialty. My husband loves the way I give head. He says it's my specialty. He said his soul leaves his body when I do it, but I think it's when I'm under him, undulating my hips that turns him on mostly. His thick gets stroked within my walls, and his voice gets heavier. He keeps moving to go deep, rotating his hips to touch my A-spot. He says, I feel so good. He feels good to me, too. And I hope he doesn't stop. The race to completion has me soaring to the sky, reaching for the moon. I moan and beg for him to release us. But my man wants to stay grounded, and he doesn't want to leave anytime soon. So I just grab his glutes and meet his thrust until I almost tap out. And when I come for the third time, maybe the fourth, he pulls out and gives me my long-awaited libation. And I imbibe greedily as my body trembles, prolonged ecstasy. Finally, after his spasms subside, he withdraws, kisses me on my navel, and collapses on the bed. And that's that, people.
Well, dang. Maybe I should have went first. I got to follow that. Ooh, girl, and your voice is just, Lord. I love that piece. Every time I hear it, I get something more from it. And it's just so sexy and so, ooh, and the dedication to him. Okay, let me get myself together because I got to read, Lord.
While you're getting yourself together, I'm going to step off the stage and put that spotlight right on you, Diva. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay. This is called Of Him. He transforms at night, and I want the beast in him. So I greet him, already juicy and on all fours, allowing him to lose control as I feel a poem constructed from every spot he's kissed on my body. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know sensuous, because he's read my essence like a book, as if his pen dipped ink in my pages. In the presence of him, I know desire, because for the first time in my existence, my appetite is satisfied, and I want more of only him. In his energy, I know ownership because I allow him to claim me. Love being the moon in his life who gives him tears from the stars. So melancholy no longer dwells or is veiled within or found bittersweet through hidden cycles of hurt. Because my mind is free as he holds me captive. And I now crave only the sweetest things in life because his voice whispers truth to my heart as he plucks and savors my fruit. I flourish and grow because he is the tree that I can always pick fruit from. He gives me life. His lore is tender and effortless, as an arousing scent of aromatherapy. My mouth torrid with excitement while trying to catch my breath, but eager for the touch of his lips. And I am completely engulfed in the revealed, unapologetic simplicity of him. And that's that piece.
My Lord, woohoo! Listen, I got stuff when you was like, I get juiced up and on all fours. Woo-hoo. I said, well,
yeah,
it was good that you went after me because I said, like, what? That was sexy,
Diva. Thank you.
Yes.
I tried.
That's
I tried. Now, before we open up this first microphone, let me do a station identifier real quick because it is headed towards the half an hour into the show. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are in the erotic love zone. You're listening to Epiphany Radio. Dial-in number, once again, is 319-527-6300. And please, raise your hand to join us. Did you want to say something, Diva?
No. Just y'all better come on in here so we can take our sacks off.
All right. Now, I believe, not sure because it's been a minute, but I believe this first caller is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Am I right, caller?
Yeah, yes, indeed. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you crystal clear. Welcome, welcome.
All right,
welcome.
Cool. All right.
How
y'all
doing? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm good. We're good. This is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, a.k.a. Lou Drop.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Joe. How you been? It's so good to hear you again. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah, I've been all right, you know.
That's good. You sound good.
I feel good.
Good as you've ever been. That's all right. That's all right. Well, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, what is it that you brought to listen for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you wouldn't have called in if you didn't. And you never disappoint.
Yeah, well, I went to the vault myself, so, you know, hey, here's what it is.
All right. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get down off the stage and adjust the spotlight on you. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Daddy don't play. Some may think I be playing, but what I'm saying is, with my taste for the unusual and the ways I'll be using you, let's be clear, my dear. You come here to be open and swallow, too. Turn around. Don't be shy. Allow me to peruse and savor you. She'll earn the hard way, not doing what she was instructed to. But I was just thinking, imagining, legs kicking and screaming, and my eyes were following her seams, dreams of spiking that ass. But there's plenty of time for that. I'm thinking, gosh, she's fat. I thought of pledging her on her knees. Hearing God please, I gave her something she couldn't believe. Cool water-flavored kisses, meshing my plane with her red lipstick, caressed the red glow. I enjoyed her legs show and gentle with my hands. That moments ago had thoughts of a little throat getting choked. I simply said, good girl is my way to thank her. I ranked her high on my list for delivering the proper visuals. She knew she was one slick individual, and we were indivisible, so we began our ritual. Soft butterfly kisses on the nape of her neck, then sliding my hands under the hem of her dress. Gently pressing her against the wall, we were kissing like young lovers at the mall. I addressed her need for tenderness. She addressed my need for aggressiveness. My lips never rested in one location. I was dedicated to providing her natural lubrication. I can smell her emotion rising. She was gliding on air, then the sound of blouse tear. I clutched her throat until she almost choked. They exposed her breasts as if to share. I walked her toward the window, clearly visible for all to see. I spoke deeply. Do you like showing what belongs to me? I put my arm around her neck, my hands up her dress, the stiffness, the stippling, the ripping, the tips of my fingertips fingering, figuring the depth to keep you singing that right tone. Bam! You have the perfect moan. Another rip. Oh, well, fuck it. I'll buy you another outfit. And we're digging this freakiness, and I got down on my knees and chose where my whiskers went. I tasted her from behind. Being exposed like that was blowing her mind. I went back to being kind. I kept my tongue in its place to feel her heart race. Slowly, I released her as she reached her headspace. I kissed her with whispers low and sweet. My aftercare, although intuitive and complete, I wasn't done enjoying her charms. Handcuffing her arms, exploiting her, I was just thinking again. With the mind she just kissed. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say she awakened with an understanding. Daddy tells you to do something. Obey. Peace. Thank you.
Ooh, oh, wait a minute. I got some stuff to say about that. Diva, go ahead. You go first. Lord.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Never disappoint, but I'm telling you, I ain't got love so many times because I got caught up. I really did. I ain't gonna lie. You know, you put your tongue about the something on the whiskers. I'm like, wait a minute. So I just got all fucked up. Look, that was a damn good piece. I'm sitting here
appreciate
thinking.
That.
I'm falling.
Got my diva all tongue-tied and choked up. I was in here. I'm glad it's a mute button. I'm so grateful that it's a mute button because I was making all kinds of sound effects. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let's start off with the don't be shy. Allow me. What did you say? To peruse and swallow you. throat getting smoke, butterfly kisses. I wonder what that feels like. I don't even think I ever experienced that. But I'm going to mention that to whomever he is that's on his way. I don't know. The universe got somebody coming to me. But wait a minute. Do you like showing what belongs to me and fuck it, I'll buy you another outfit. That's that manly man shit. That's what I'm talking about. That is the real turn on right there. When a man talks to you like that, he's asserting himself, and it's just good. I know she was just, Lord, did you drown, Joe? damn. This was absolutely delicious. You done made up for lost time. Damn. All right. Oof, child. Look, I live alone here. Y'all can't be doing this to me. Yeah. Oh man, that was so awesome. Really, it was.
I appreciate that.
Truly, truly.
I appreciate
and we appreciate you. Yeesh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, where are we going to send? Oh, over to the Love Lounge. All right. So go on in there and grab yourself a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thanks a lot.
He came in here and just set it off. I'm feeling some kind of way. I can't even sit still right now. Shit. Oh, Lord. Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's here comes more trouble, Diva, because we got ourselves the C-34 music. Oh, my Lord. This is the growler. Hey, C-Double, welcome to, where we at? The Erotic Love Zone. Would you growl for me?
Hey, C-Double.
Hey, how are both of you doing?
Ooh, I'm trying to sit still, but I know I ain't going to be able to because you done came up in the building.
Yes, I have. Thank you for your poetry. Thank you for taking my mind off of the whiny, delicious fudge and rock your baby. I'm like, okay, where's the real songwriting here, please? Okay, anyway.
Why you always got to mess with my music? Why you all the time got to do that to me?
To do it to you because to get you in the mood.
Oh shit! I knew I walked right into that one.
That's
right. Now, as soon as I said it, I knew. I'm like, oh shit, what did I do? Well, you could have.
Yeah, I walked into it too. I'll wait till later.
Lord. It is very good to hear from you because you've been kind of MIA off and on too. And I understand, you know, life happens. We get busy, so I get it. No pun intended on the get busy part. Okay, I get it. So,
yeah, you've been getting it.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Help. I'm sending out the bat signal to somebody. Help. Lord have mercy. Well, I'll tell you what, C-Double,
yes.
If you promise afterwards to growl for me, I'm going to step down off the stage and I'm going to put the spotlight on you and the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. This piece is a work in progress and it's called Intimate. These are the facial expressions I want to see from you in this bedroom, the moans of satisfaction I want to hear from our sexual connections that defines perfection. When one flesh entrenched in this blissful pleasure, electrical energy is the essence of pure chemistry. Identified as an entity of one, this love is drenched in elevated temperatures and sweat, creating this sticky adhesive every time you scream my name and say yes. In expectation and exuberance to me pumping inside you, causing a public disturbance. I don't care about who hurt us. And yes, I'm doing this on purpose. Every time I learn from the motions of your curvature, exerting from your ocean, I'm surfing in, pour it all on me. Because we're immersed in love up in apartment K7. Come, baby, come.
until we both reach intimate infinity, a scrumptious symmetry where our syllables defy simplicity as our bodies and passion become limitless. You can take a break to catch your breath, but come back, because I'm not finished yet. For more, and there's so much to explore inside you, from you. So don't stop. Oh, yeah. That's that piece.
My bedroom.
Give me a second. I'm trying to get myself
Yeah.
Oh, that tickle.
Yeah, it does.
You are a man of your word, for sure. Oh, Lord have mercy. That was absolutely delicious. And I have a question to ask you, because I need permission. I'm writing a book. This is my very first, and this is a novel. This is not a collection of short stories. There's a line that you said, I would like to add somewhere in my book, and it's the moans of satisfaction I want to hear. Could I have your permission to put that in my book somewhere?
Yeah, I'd like to put it in your book somewhere.
I'm sending out an SOS. Oh, Lord. Pumping inside you. Oh, y'all coming strong tonight. Goodness gracious. I should have took a drink. I still got some apple martini left from last night. I should have took a drink. Yeah, because I don't know how much more I can handle, but I love the peach.
And Ms. VIP, I want to say this to you. Yes. I'm kind of like Michael Jackson in the Jackson movie. Why you go get married? How you do that to us?
Well, it wasn't. The Lord made a mighty move. Let's just put it that way.
I hear that.
How can I sing to you if you're not on the side of me?
See,
I think of these things. You know me.
Yes, we do know you. Lord, you can never get used to that growl, though. It always moves the crowd, for sure.
Yeah, I wanted pulsating. That's why I want to do that.
Oh, God. All right. I'll tell you what. I thank you for calling me.
See?
Join us tonight. Don't emphasize on it. It was a mistake. and it's always an open mic waiting here for you. Always. Thank you so much. Did I say that already? And I'm going to send you on over there. I'm just trying to clear the room.
Okay.
All right now.
Go grab yourself a drink. Joe the Verbal Mind Dance is over there. You know, go say hi to your brother. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Steve. All right, I'll tell you what. Before we get to this next caller, I want to play a song for both of these former poets that just went, They're not former poets. Let me just play the song. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we are coming up on the 10 o'clock hour, and you are in the erotic love zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. Diva, you ready for this next artist on the mic?
I sure am. Bring them on.
Well, we got us a Wayne Elder X. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Elder?
Fantastic. It's been a long time. How are you queens doing tonight?
We're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. We're hanging in there. It has been a long time, but that's okay because you know what? Poetry is timeless. Because poems are never finished. They just paused. It's all
that
good.
So true. Big shout out to Larry Monax. Big shout out to C Double. Big shout out to Joe the Dancer. You know, it's been a while since I've been, you know, I just miss y'all. I'm just glad to be back in the house.
Well, we're glad to have you back in the house. We miss you too. It's all right though. It's all good. You know, it's always an open mic waiting here for you. I tell all of y'all that. All you got to do is just come on through and we got you. Door stays open. So, we are anxious to know what it is you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to step down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Like lyrics explicit when I kiss it. I might even make you feel like you might like it when I drip it. Make your own hands want to grip it. But this I shall not permit. Only my tongue and my lips will caress with sensationalism. Remember the 69 love sex position? Pardon my frankness. But Scorpios do that. This is verbal, poetic expressiveness. My lingo more than a highly appreciated. Vibrating Diplo as I vibrate your hips low with passionate kisses below the waist. Even a little lower, I even kiss buttocks and thighs. And then that behind. So, yo, being an elder, I got years of experience. My telepathic poetic passion lingo that Don Juan Casanova rolled you over, back position, slowing my tongue down, the fantastic voyager. So you never know what black hole it might go, where only the freaky things dare to venture. So, yes, I am a tongue-a-lingus, bilingual, have you moan languages like extraterrestrials, crush my head into your forest, nappy wilderness, till I find it hard to breathe when you're feeling it like I'm George Clinton's mothership, I aqua boogie as you explode. Oh, I do swallow, also like wolfing down a 40 on corner ghettos. Oh, you didn't know? I'm a gentleman, slash thughood, going to levels you never been before. And when the sheets are saturated with your Mesopotamian liquid cream gold, when you shiver in convulsions, panting, damn, nigga, give me a break, bruh. That's when I'm in my dictatorship. I flash my weapon, the unmerciful mean Mandingo. I flip you over aggressively, hardcore, have you spread eagle like calisthenics. Give me a 10-4, Olympian status, stretch you like yoga, Indian gymnastics to your leg muscle spasm. Then insertion straight to my sack, smack, hit and slap that nookie like Chris Tucker, smack my bills by Will Smith. Oh, man, I'm getting a little bit too encouraged. That's why I'm messing up just a little bit. But wait, I get gorilla silver back grizzly. because the pain brings you pleasure, overloads. And when we finish, I will fetch you that cooked dinner on a silver platter out the kitchen, simmering, and with a silver fork, I'll feed you as if you was an infant. And when you finish completely eating, I got a Calgon bubble bath with rose petals for you to sit in. Who loves you, baby?
So wait a minute. Did you call yourself? Wow. Whoa.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, it's that delivery, and it shows that you are dominant, sir. And I got lost so many times because I was like, ooh. And then I wanted to remember one line. I was like, ooh. And by the time I remembered that line, then you slammed me again with another line. I'm like, ooh, ooh. And thank God for a mute button. Like my diva says, thank God for a mute button. Okay. That was on. That was dope. Diva, what you got for him?
Let me tell you something. Okay, I know about Scorpios. I have dealt with a few of them romantically. And it is... Now, we both water signs. I'm a Pisces. Okay, so it's pretty much no holds barred when it comes down to that bedroom. But did you hear what he say? He could spend buttocks and thighs.
Swallowing and then running
a bath with rose petals, and I couldn't even catch the rest of it. Elder Cat, let me ask you a question. Did you say cunnilingus or a cunning linguist? Which one did you say?
Whichever one rocks your boat.
See, it don't stop with them Scorps. I know how y'all are. Lord have mercy. Well, I'll tell you what, you made up for lost time as well, for sure. You have deemed yourself. This piece was. And yes, your delivery, your flow, you're very dominant. I can hear it in the way that you push your words, and they're intentional. You know, it's not just something that you're like, that you've been. This is intentional. Lord, y'all, I'm going to have to play in some water tonight. And it ain't even really cold water because it's been hot lately, but maybe I can find some ice in the freezer or something, because I'm going to need it after messing with y'all. Lord, have mercy. This piece was hot. And I thank you so much for coming through. Woo!
Yeah,
what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge with your brothers, C-Double and Joe the Verbal. And I want you to go grab yourself a drink, sit back, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Ooh, diva. It is hot up in here. Where am I saying that?
Men Ooh. Are showing off.
Showing off tonight. Let me do it. I don't even know. It's time for another station identification. I'm going to do that, and we'll be right back. I might go into another song after the identifier, but we'll be right back, I promise you.
Less love, less love, less love. she come fast, poppin' that ex up. Say she wanna throw that ass for a night show. This new ex up, she get on the phone. This new ex up, say we never know enough. Say we never know enough. Take time on the ex up. She said, but I'll be back. I'ma show you what this cake do.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Woo, Diva, it's so hot up in here. I'm ready for I'm tongue tied. Hold on, let me take a couple deep breaths. All right, let me try this again. I'm ready to hear some more of your poetry, and I'm sure our callers are as well. So, Diva. I hope you're ready because I'm about to get out the way and give you the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I had to dig in the archives for this one. This piece is called, I Think This Is My Kink. What's my kink? Let me ponder this. I think I'm aggressive, a little tough. But when I'm under him, he dominates me. I like it a little rough. He kisses me and pushes me on the bed, spreads my legs and begins to feed. I'm already wet, which excites him, causing a little seepage of his seed. His tongue is amazing. He made it rain. And I couldn't explain why I screamed. Why I came again as he bit the inside of my thigh. I told him to lie down. I straddled him and slid down on his masculinity. Oh, shit. How good. How hard he feels to me. We moaned at the sensation. I began to move slowly, then faster, then moving off to taste us. He growled and pulled me up to his lips to taste me. He wanted to devour me. I grinded on his face, but it was time, or so I thought, to end this race. I moved and slid on him again. He wound his arms around me, holding me down to him, slammed me over and over again, and I cried as he let me up. I undulated my hips, took him deep, saw his fingernails dip into mine, and it was a pleasure pain. I moaned with ecstasy as he turned me on my back. He began to stroke me faster and faster. Suddenly, he bit me, sucked me on my chest, and we hit nirvana. And I thought, this is my kink. And that's that piece.
Damn, we got biting and sucking and licking and kissing. The juice is just everywhere. Damn. Oh, Diva, you're a beast, I swear. And that voice don't help none. It just adds to the sexiness and the seduction. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Loved it. I'm telling you, oh Lord, I got to open my door so I can let a man in sometime. This is getting out of hand. Have mercy.
Diva, well, I know the callers are ready to hear what you got. I know you got another one that's going to blow their minds. So when you're ready, the spotlight yours.
Thank you. I don't know if they're going to blow no minds. This is a little short one. It's just a little something to make you giggle a little bit. And then after that, I think I got something a little bit more serious for you. But this is called "These Are a Few of My Favorite Things." Raindrops on roses, come kiss on my kitten. My juice is flowing, cause with you she's smitten. Your face so shiny, I love how it glistens. Tasting and slurping and lick, 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 licking. Of his beard, gathering juices, caressing my thighs. Keeping me loopy, it's just so beautiful, and it's wonderful keeping me aware. Now come slide up in her and give her a good pounding, thrusting and moaning, it feels so astounding. Yes, say my name and make me call you slow. Before you come, I want you in my throat. When it pulsates and your legs shake, I will drink it all. Release you from my mouth, lick it up and down, then suck you in once more. Yes, it's beautiful and it's wonderful keeping me all wet. I hope you never stop taking me to the top because you are the best. When he's hard again, I will ride him till I come once more. Then I'll climb off and suck you off and you will sleep so damn good. And that's that piece.
Girl, you had my husband exclaiming like, whoa.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you. I got something else here for you that's a little bit more serious. This is called "Let It Rain."
Ooh, right.
He stimulates me in such a way before he even touches me. He whispers, I know what lies deep between your thighs. And just beyond that patch of rich sable hairs, and it's time to harvest my favorite fruit. It fills him with the hedonistic desire, knowing she is to be made moist and tasted and filled from the depths of her core to the rim of complete ecstasy. The only thing to bring such a king as him to his knees, he craves me, whipping my breast, tracing my areola slowly with his tongue, sucking my nipple and softly rubbing my clit. I said, right there. He says, you are so wet. Oh, baby, yes. I can no longer pace the trembling of my breath. Silence broken. Echoes of ecstasy reverberate off corners of the room as he uses his beard as a paintbrush to coat thighs from my juices flowing. My legs shaking, body jerking. Oh, my mind is blown as I explode all in his mouth and I holler, I can't stop coming. His tongue drilling into her as if speaking manifestations of staying wet. And he climbs on top to go for a ride, stroking her ever so slowly, whispering to me once again, allow me to dance in your storm, where the honey of nature is derived. I want to drown in your blissful waves. I know of nothing sweeter. So let it rain, my love. Let it rain. And that's that piece.
Well, damn. Damn. Wait a bit. You know what? I almost splashed myself with my own ice water on that one. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to have to wait. Otherwise, I have to hang up. I got some business to attend to. Okay. But,
well, I tell you what. We really don't have any more callers. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going, wait a minute. Yes, we do. We got one more caller up in here. Hold on all now. Right. Hold on.
All right.
And we're going to open up this call, this phone line, and see who we got up in here. Okay. Area code 501, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Butch Reed.
Excuse me.
What's going on up in
here? Oh, okay. It's all good. If you heard what was going on, you see what was going on. You know, I think we
I heard the ball rolling on down the. Yeah, it was getting hotter here. The precipitation was insane.
I can't disagree with you. I cannot disagree with you. How you doing tonight, Jared? And this is a
another young lady says she's gonna explode in some young man's mouth. But
absolutely.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Got that right. And you got that right. Mm-hmm. And I'm
yeah, keep chill, young man. About to go ahead and get your drink ready.
Ooh, I messed myself up with that piece. Thank you.
Hey,
kind of messed
that was
up
hard
with my
right
piece.
There.
Thank you.
That was
thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Compliments to the chef.
Say again.
Compliments to the chef.
Oh.
Hey, B.I.P., how you doing, lady?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm good.
Come in here and check the ladies out. I see y'all in here doing y'all thing at full tilt. That's what I'm
saying. So. You know
it. Appreciate you calling up in here. And, you know. But hold on a second, y'all. Sorry. Must be coming from outside. I'm kind of funny. I smell different things, and I smell smoke, and don't nobody in here smoke. So, anywho, to you, Jess J, we'd like to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something as well.
You know, y'all are feeling like I need to go ahead and get my damn whole life together. I haven't written a sensual piece in a minute. Oh. I'm up here flipping through as I'm talking to you. I'm kind of angry with myself.
You know this is the Erotic Love Zone, right? So you should know. And you're a host of Epiphany Radio. You should already know what the deal is before you come up in here. You should go through them archives and find something that is relatable to this particular show before you even call in.
Now, knowing that is good, but when I came in and heard what I had heard, I said, man, I ain't tall enough to ride this ride.
You all good. It's all good. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You meet the height requirement. I've heard you do some things before. So, no. You know I don't let you get away with nothing. You know that by now, right?
No, not a damn thing. And that's to your benefit. And I like you're to say thank you.
Listen, we got to get to this poetry, man. I know you got something. And I'm a fan of your work as well.
All right, I got something then. I'm ready. Not ready for what that young man got, but I'm ready. All right. Young man got some mouthwash. All right. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled, plucked. Hey, sweetie. Hold on a second, trying to find my place. Drone off. And
you can start over.
Appreciate you. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search for a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only because of his self-magnificance, when it came to crap, delivered like grapes into a hungry ear, better than he. A form of coordination. A breast with the breath of his conversation. Her book trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament because she knows tonight she will get no gent. And most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of the grendel. Not even a hummingbird's wings and beats could hold it. It's hardly audible. A musical instrument. And tonight this bow could hear the music. And even when the levees busted in the waters did not rush, but they slowly engulfed everything that they touched. Because her soft melodic pants, shortness of breath, was tied to her waters. And she did not wish to extinguish his wick or to have it flare out of control. So she cooed in his ear like a dove. Because for once, she just wanted to make love. And she called it a thin beast with sweet ballads, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, he's in the world. Her pheromones hung heavy in the air like candy. And this nostril cane, eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock high up atop a wind vane, his vane twisting in her lightning in the middle of the rain. You see, she's trapped in a grand mal storm. He plants his flag deep, staking his clam, whilst he kisses her deep from her. And we'll see what water this perspiration brings, as the geyser throat swells and spills, as if upside down, it goes into the sky. Into her inner space, till the lawn is soggy. Tonight is only the first act in this experience, because she knows that when the snow blows the milky precipitation that covers the blemishes that meanders down the stream in a slow bead running down and impacting her well with life. And she's enjoyed the man of her dreams. Porn.
Wow. That was super romantic.
Wow.
It was It was erotic, though. It was erotic because I read between the lines. I heard what you were saying. That was
It was
beautifully done, though. I told you, I'm a fan of your poetry. I really, really like that. And I mean,
thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, I'm trying to behave. I'm trying to behave. But we got to get up out of here.
Oh, no. You ain't nowhere trying to behave. I heard what you did earlier. Don't act like yeah, that was like months ago. Mm-hmm. You be bringing up all this shit.
That was my alter ego. Sometimes my alter ego be writing that kind of stuff. You know, I'm the good girl. I'm the, you know, I be sitting to the side like, all right, here, take
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay.
Like Millie Vanilli said, blame it on the rain.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I gotta
blame it on something.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh man, yeah, but that was beautiful. Diva, what you got for that?
You know, it wasn't. I like the way he delivers his pieces and how he writes them because, like you, I read between the lines and the precipitation and the milky and. You know what I'm saying? You know what is being said. So hey, liked it. Very, very nice. Wonderful delivery. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate
it. Jay.
Oh, okay. I got things going on. Yeah.
Jay, before we let you skate up out of here, because I know you got business to attend to, can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Tiffany Radio Universe.
This Saturday will be the Just Jay and Gina show. We have not come up with a topic yet, but we are going to add a couple more elements into the show. A little segment that we're going to add in there for the callers and listeners.
Okay.
Also, this Sunday. On Clubhouse, they will be interviewing me. I've been trying to skate and dodge and get away from this for as long as I can. I've been pushing other people in front of me to open nine, but they finally been nailed me down. So I'll be doing an interview on it the same way I did with Van, Mr. Metaforia, and Terrell. It's my turn to go ahead and take a seat.
Okay.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All
right. Yeah, I've been trying to avoid it like a plague. I really don't like to say that, talking about myself like that.
It's going to happen in one way or another. Some things are just inevitable. So I want to say thank you for coming up in here. Supporting always. You know, you already know what it is. Go on over there to the Love Lounge. Sit back. Put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, Diva. That was really, really nice. All right, Diva, well, I'll tell you what. Let's get these very last pieces going on up in here, and then we're going to shut it down for the night. You want to do yours first? I think mine's a little bit lengthy. So. And I did just go last anyway.
It's okay. I'll go first.
Mike is yours.
All right. This is called Can You Feel It? Close your eyes, feel me as I kiss your lips, then trace them with my tongue. So erotic, you say. Can you feel it? As kisses rain upon you in various places, and goosebumps rise in all those erogenous spaces. Oh yes, you feel it. But tell me, how does it feel when I lick and suck your nipples, sending ripples through you as I glide my hands over the topography of your body. I'm getting more aroused by the intake of your breath, You crave me. You want to ravish me. Feel your erection, which I'm about to give some affection. And to hear you moan in ecstasy, say my name. It's about to go down as you go in deep and blow my mind, then my back. Because the incredulousness of all these sensations makes me scream in exaltation. Can you feel me as I milk you? Yes, you say as you go deeper, hitting my spot over and over, making my nanny a weeper. Eruption is imminent. One more stroke, then you come as I lay panting and spent. And that's that piece.
Giving an erection affection. That's a new one. I like that. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, Diva. Yes, that was delicious. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Erection affection. Yeah. I got to remember that one.
That's right.
All right. This is called Beast Mode. I thought he was still at work. I was trying to freshen up before he got home, but to my surprise, he gotten off early because he climbed right in that shower with me. Only he didn't kiss me this time. He just pushed me against that shower wall, slapped his body against mine, and put his legs between mine. Stuck his dick deep inside me and fucked my pussy hard. Harder and longer and stronger than usual. My God, this man was full of energy and rough. But I liked it. He turned me around and pulled my legs up so fast I thought I would slip. But he just slammed my back against the shower wall again, holding my legs, bouncing me on that dick, grabbing my ass and drilling me. Tongue inside my mouth, kissing me hard and full of passion. He stopped and pressed his face against mine, darting his tongue in my ear. He kissed and bit my neck and put his hand around my throat and said, "Don't you say shit, not a fucking word. Just moan." He grabbed my left breast and filled his mouth with it, then sucked on the right one. I wanted to call out his name, but with him taking control like this, all I could do was moan from the pleasure. It was fucking me so good. It was pure passion. I was just coming all over that dick. Came so hard, I squirted. When he felt that warm liquid running down over his sack and his thighs, he pulled out, knelt down, put his lips on her and said, and started licking and sucking and drinking. Because he didn't believe in letting a good squirt just run away. Catch that shit, is what he'd say. He took his last swallow, got up, stepped out of the shower and slapped my ass and said, "Come with me." So I followed him into the bedroom. He turned to face me and grabbed a handful of my hair and pulled me close. He looked in my eyes for a few seconds and then kissed me like it was our first time together. It was so sweet, but the tongue of a beast. And then he shoved me on the bed and my pussy juiced right back up. Because I already knew what was going to happen. Now, we role-played before with rough fucks, but nothing like this. He ravished my body like he was fucking for vengeance. He was pounding and grunting and squeezing and biting. And oh, my God, I almost passed out from the passion. He tried to slow his stroke, but when he threw my legs up, I could feel the buildup coming, and he was coming. Thrust harder and deeper and faster, and was. Oh, baby. I never did get to taste him. But sometimes you just got to let him be in beast mode. And that's that piece. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but having some technical difficulties, but we're going to end this show. Diva, can you hear me?
Yeah, for one, it was silent for about 5 minutes. I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I just finished my piece, and I'm sorry you missed it. But it's time to shut it down.
All right.
Up in here. Oh, wait.
All right.
Now we got another caller just came in here. We can't shut it down. Another caller. Yeah, so we're going to open up this microphone and see who this is. I think I recognize his number, but I'm not sure. But don't hate me if I don't remember your number. We got ourselves area code 973. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Edwina. Edwina. Hey, ladies. Hey, divas.
Hey, Diva. I thought it was you. I'm so used to seeing your name instead of your number. You know, I'm sorry. How you doing?
I creeped
tonight,
in at the
Diva?
Last minute. I totally understand.
Okay, it's all good. It's all good. Did you get to hear any of my piece?
I heard the end of it. I'm so sorry. It sounded like it was amazing. I'm gonna have to listen to the playback.
Yeah, it's a little bit of trouble up in there.
I'm
glad you squeezed up in here. I am glad you squeezed up in here. So we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So without further ado, I'm going to get down off the stage.
What are we talking about? I can't do the support, but
it's
I don't know
open
what,
mic, babe. It's open mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just keep it steamy. That's all. Okay.
Oh, you want steamy? Okay. Let's find something steamy.
Whenever you're ready, right, the mic is yours.
All right. Okay, we'll do this one. When you kiss me, let the moonlight guide you. Find your way by your senses. Follow your bliss. Get drunk off the scent. Let your thirst guide you. I'm yearning to quench. Let the moon cut an obsidian curve at my throat. Run your tongue through my clavicle like a honeypot hole. Don't use your eyes. It won't make sense where visual ends, eternal begins. Besides, you've got me under your skin. Pheromones got every muscle standing at attention. We don't need inventions. Lead with your senses. Heed your intuition. The last thing you need in this moment is vision. When you kiss me, do it blindly. Let the heat of my wanting show you where it's warm. Let I be a comfort, pull you in from the storm. Let me take your pain away, leaving you calm. You don't need eyes to get where you want. Be led by the moonlight, get lost in my arms. Let go of what ails you inside of my palms. Uncover my glow like a night full of stars. Let's form constellations, seek me in the dark. When you kiss me, let your hunger guide you. Use your lips, be it sweat or slip or lover spit. I am a ready pool of liquid for you. Be led by your thirst, baby. I've got the juice. I'm built for the impact, and I won't refuse the rough and the carnal. I'll take the abuse as you breathe in the guttural growl at my ear, pushing 10 cc's of masculine energy directly into me cerebrally. Pin me closely. Teach my hips a lullaby. Fuck me in slow motion. Being with you is heaven in doses. So when you kiss me, do it artistically. Intrinsically display your desire for me. Lavish me with wet strokes, leaving me bone soaked. You be Jackson Pollock, and I'll be the canvas. Let your imagination run the gambit from romantic to downright mannish. I want a verbal tongue lashing so thorough it hurts. Speaking tongues to my thong so thorough you burp. Lose yourself in our rhythm. Open your eyes. Look at me. Let's build in this moment. Delay its release. I'll grip your impatience with a velvet tight squeeze. In the dark, climb this peak with me till we're losing our minds. And let the moon be a voyeur as you come in and out and in and out and in and out of time. And that's the piece.
Damn.
Wow.
There was too many things in there for me to pinpoint one thing. I love that piece. And then you end it with tact and class. You just, Lord, I love it. I love it. You know I'm a major, major fan of yours. Oh, my God. Wait. What's that part you said? Whether it be what lover spit, what did you say? Wet and slick and lover spit, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Be it wet or slip or lover spit, I am a ready pool of liquid for you.
That is hot. Lord. Girl.
Wow.
I almost choked just now on nothing.
Oh,
I'm all right. I loved it. Really, I do. Every time I hear you spit, you have my complete attention, my full attention. Seriously. But, thank you. Diva, what you got for that?
I'm going to tell you, I've been a fan the second I heard her. But I'm going to tell you, Queen, that I love his lines. I love last lines. And that last line is sticking my mind in for a while. I love that.
Well, the last line I actually have to admit that came from a Maya Angelou poem. It's this poem that she does that speaks nothing of eroticism, that it ends going in and out of time, but it's somewhat of eroticism. You find out what's the name of it. Hold on one second.
I forget the name of it, but I remember it. Speaking about his dreads, his locks, and
girl, out of time.
Out
of time. You have to read it as VIP if you haven't before, but that's what it came from. I don't want to take ownership for it, but I read, that's one of my favorite pieces, and so I borrowed that little bit from it. But thank you. I appreciate the feedback, y'all.
Absolutely.
Girl,
we appreciate coming through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, what we going to do? Well, before we let you skate off, you got to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe.
Okay, so make sure that you guys meet us back here on Monday night for King and Queen's Quarters. We don't have a topic picked out as of yet, but it's coming soon, and it's always insightful, and it opens up a little bit of conversation. So make sure you come through and join us. That's 9 p.m. right here on the Epiphany Radio Universe. Back to you, ladies.
All right, Diva. Well, we're going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. You go in there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One love. One life.
One love.
Diva. All right. Now, we've been trying to skate up out of here for a minute. Let's see if we can do it this time. I don't know who's trying to come in, but if you is, you're too late because we're going to shut this down. Thank you, Diva, for riding with me. Thank you for all the callers that called in and supported and gave us this amazing poetry. All right, I want you guys to continue to be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself, please. That's where spirit resides, deep in your heart. Continue to love and respect one another. And use your common sense, because germs don't go nowhere. They just get put it back. Mm-hmm. All right. You got any closing words before I shut this down?
Hey, let me tell you, a smile doesn't cost you anything. I'll just be kind. That's all I have to say. Be kind to one another. Too much energy, too much energy to hate, you know? And easy to hate.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, with that, I'm going to thank you once more. We're going to get up out of here, and I'm going to leave you with this. Peace.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. I to blame, you're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. I need you every day, believe me when I say it. Like I want you, even if it's